Love Child is back on our screens, and believe me, it couldn't have come sooner. One of my favourites, Sophie Henser, who plays Vivian on the show, is with us right now. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
Really well, thank you. What are you guys at Love Child doing to me? Last week's episode was so sad.
I know, it's kind of tragic. When we first got the opportunity to watch the series, we went to the production office, a couple of us, and just sat there for an entire day just bawling our eyes out. It tugs on your heartstrings, and everyone's just done such an incredible job of bringing this story to life, and it's really quite moving.
Hopefully tonight's episode gets a little more happy.
No, more tragedy infused, but really, really beautiful tonight's episode. They've done, Sean Spicer's director, has done an incredible job.
How far in advance do you know what's going to happen with your character? Do you just rock up to set that day and they're like, oh, sorry, you're killed off today?
TV is very last minute. You do kind of get scripts maybe the week before you start shooting the next block of scripts, and everyone kind of madly reads through them as quickly as possible in the makeup bus and kind of goes, oh my God, this is happening. But no, I think they would hopefully be quite kind to you if you're going to be killed off and give you a bit of a heads up.
You know how the fans go wild online? Say Grey's Anatomy with Derek Shepherd being killed off the show. There was petitions online to try and save him. At that stage, is it too late, or do the script writers follow what the fans want?
Look, you know what? I think anything is possible in television, and a perfect example is A Place to Call Home not getting renewed for a third season and then Foxtel buying it after this massive petition went out, and that's just the power of the viewers. So that's fantastic.
It is, isn't it? I love that show. I was so devo when they canned it, so it's great that it's coming back.
Yeah, you know, keep supporting Australian stories.
Speaking of Australian stories, on Love Child, I first knew your face from somewhere and I couldn't work it out, but then I researched you and noticed that you were on The Saddle Club as Megan. That is awesome.
That was my first gig when I was about 10 years old, and I got to leave school and go horse riding for a year.
What a job. I know it was my favourite childhood show. Was it yours?
I was a massive fan of the book, and then going on the show was kind of dream come true. I was obsessed with Babysitter's Club.
Of course, yeah, that one's up there too. Are you related to Jessica Tovey, who plays Danny from the TV show Wonderland at all?
No, but that's funny that you say that, because we often get told that we look quite similar, and the reason that I know Jess so well is we always would go in for the same role since we were quite young. You rock up to the audition room and I would always see her there going, dang it, she's going to get it.
You look like sisters, so you're not totally identical.
I'll take that, because she's absolutely gorgeous.
Love Child is set in the 70s, and it seems like it's a pretty tough time for the girls living in the King's Cross Hospital. Are you glad that you grew up in our era, or would you wind back the clock if you could?
It's a gift that we get to live in Australia and have the rights that we do as women, because women were treated so abhorrently right up until not that long ago, and it's still going on. We're so advanced in Australia, so I feel incredibly blessed to have grown up in this time and been afforded the rights that I had in education, and it's quite incredible, really.
We're so lucky that the whole cast of Love Child is so talented, because when I'm watching the show, it feels like you actually are in the 70s, and you've got me totally convinced. So I thought, you convinced me on the TV show, but can you convince us on our radio show? I've got a bit of a 70s trivia test.
Oh, goodness. Well, just be kind to me, because we actually started the show in 69, so I'm all across my 69 facts, but you can try me.
That's a good excuse. Keep that one. It's multiple choice too, so I'm not going to be too mean.
Oh, multiple choice, go.
Who won the men's decathlon in the 1976 Summer Olympics? Bruce Springsteen, Bruce Jenner, yes, from the Kardashians, or Bruce Lee, the martial artist?
Bruce Jenner.
Yes, you're off to a great start. I'm being kind. Which 70s pop singer was once known as the Man of a Thousand Glasses? Was it Rod Stewart, Michael Jackson, or Elton John?
Elton John.
Oh, you're nailing this, Sophie. Don't know why you're worried. Okay, final one. You know the Red Hot Chili Peppers song, Higher Ground. Here's a quick snippet. This is a remake of whose original song in 1973? Was it Stevie Wonder, Bob Marley, or the Ramones?
Oh, Stevie Wonder?
You're correct!
Yay!
You've officially smashed it. You've convinced us on screen, and you've convinced us this morning that you're definitely all across the 70s trivia, Sophie.
I think I'm ready to go into season 3 now.
And season 3 has been confirmed, hasn't it?
Yes, we actually start shooting this week, which is really, really exciting.
Sophie Henser from Love Child playing Vivian on screen tonight. Thank you so much for hanging out. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Oh, thank you so much.